Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
No, we don't want to. We are here today with Miss Jackie Cross. She is amazing. We are definitely excited to be in LA. You are a supreme roller skater. You're also a model.
Super amazing.
You're an actress. You're doing all the LA things.
Yes.
And thank you so much for joining us for the fun conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making time.
How's it going? Great. And you guys got me coffee, so I'm even better.
Yeah, it's early. It's early for my face after this long weekend. Okay. So you listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. So we just go in, we ask you a bunch of random questions, some of which will inspire nostalgia in you. Let me tell our origin story.
Yes, please.
Shannon and I grew up roller skating. It was like our total jam as kids.
We
lived in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And it was put skates on your feet and don't come home until the lights turn on, basically. So as the two oldest of four kids, just getting out of the house and having the freedom, like, we skated everywhere. And we're just covered in, like, we have scars on our knees.
Oh, so many scars.
With, like, gravel marks. Like, we were those kids. And
it was our mode of transportation. We were, like, the neighborhood little skate rats.
Yeah. And to be able to get out and run away was, like, our favorite thing in the world. So my friend Lindsay is getting back into, like, the retro aspect of skating, but she wants to do, like, the fun skating, the dance skating. She's pretty good. She can go little moves. She can go backwards. She, like, dances it out. She's feeling it. So she showed me your videos on Instagram, and then I started following you, and I, like, went through and, like, liked everything. Like, I was, like, sorry. I was, like, she's so graceful. She's so smooth. You just have these live videos where you look like you're having so much fun in a rink, and the people around you are just, like, watching you, like, damn, look what that girl's doing. But you're very, it's like humble and smooth. It's not showy, but it's definitely a show. It's super beautiful.
Oh,
so then I showed a couple other people.
Oh, she showed me and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I just started sending your videos to people. Like, I was like Instagram mailing them to everyone and being like, check out this girl. She's amazing. And then I just messaged you. I started like commenting all your stuff like a total creep. So I basically just stalked you lightly and then started messaging you until you were like, oh, I'm friends with this girl in Oregon. And I was like, yes, it's working. So we got to that point where I was like, I love her so much. She's so great. And you just have such like really good vibes that come through the internet, which I feel like is really difficult to do in a genuine way.
And it doesn't look fake at all. Like everything is always so composed on Instagram.
Yeah.
You're just like, fuck it. I'm a rainbow. Everything's good.
Yeah. I'm freestyling in a garage.
I love it.
So cool.
And we bragged about you to our other friend that roller skates, that's East Coast, practicing for Derby. And we were like, you have to follow this chick. So we're spreading your love.
Oh, that's so fun to hear the whole story.
Just sit around and talk about you all the time.
Basically.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, if your ears are burning, it's because we're like, oh my God, you have got to check out this chick's Instagram. We're talking about you.
I love it.
What's your favorite roller skating or figure skating movie?
And it's not even a roller skating movie. It's that one with the, they're wearing the gloves and they're doing the pair skating.
Oh,
two guys. It's an ice skating thing.
Oh my gosh. Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory.
Yes. I love Blades of Glory.
Will
Ferrell is so funny. That is a great movie.
So we used to do this competition called Gold Skate in this side of the U.S. It was basically just a show. And so usually competitions are very competitive and it's all about just putting your best item out there. Mm-hmm. This competition was just about having a good time.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, if you had a dream song you wanted to skate to, this was where you did it. And there was a coach that from Glendale, Tammy Patino, and she put together a number and it was Blades of Glory on roller skates.
Oh my God.
And my coach's son was one of the guys and it was just phenomenal.
I have goosebumps because I'm picturing this and that's so amazing.
So that even though it's an ice skating movie, I have roller skating nostalgia.
Love for
it. Yeah.
That's so good.
Was it on YouTube? Is there anything we can find on it? Any footage?
Ooh, it might be on YouTube. It's on video somewhere.
Well, I'm going to do a deep dig and I'm going to find it and link it because that's awesome.
Yeah.
Roll Bounce. Tell me you've seen Roll Bounce. It's like the cheesiest movie. That's the Nick Cannon roller skating movie.
Nope. I've seen that.
And we're on the way here and there's all the LA signs for Nick Cannon's like morning radio show. And she's like, I didn't know he has a radio show. I was like, he has everything now. He has Nickelodeon, he has all things.
For mayor.
But we're driving here and I was like, but he was also in that roller skating movie.
Yeah.
And it's so, I feel like it's like cult classic bad because it's so cheesy, but the moves are so good, but everyone's in it. It's got like Lil Bow Wow. It's got everybody makes cameos in it.
I remember that.
I feel like I should have watched it to pump up. There's
hard.
A skater called Sweetness at the Sweetwater Roller Rink. It's real good.
Yeah.
We have a couple really cute roller rinks up by us. We want to have a birthday party. Like, let's go roller skating. Mm-hmm. And then half the people are like, oh, that's dangerous. We're very old. And half the people are like, I haven't done that forever. Let's do it right now. It's so great. I'm equally in the middle of both camps. I'm like, that's dangerous. Let's do this.
Yeah.
This
and where I'm like, I'm not really good at roller skating anymore. I used to be. And when Lindsay found out we were coming down here, she said, do you get to skate with her? And I was like, honey, no, it's just a quick recording. She said, but she does classes. You should see if she's doing classes when you're, she's probably just going to come down and take one of your classes.
Next trip, we need to make it happen because that would have been really fun too.
It's so fun. When I first met my boyfriend, we went to a 4th of July at an amusement park that also has a roller rink.
Mm-hmm.
We had been dating 1.5 months and I don't usually tell people like I'm down to roller skate, you know, in that time frame. I feel like you have to
she keeps it sacred.
Yeah,
that's like 6 month material.
Yes, he disappeared and I couldn't find him. We were there for like fireworks and the rides, and then when I found him roller rink, he's just in there skating. Like
he loves you to go roller skate.
Well, and then he was like, come roller skating. And I was like, that's not why we're here. I'm wearing like a really short dress and sandals. I don't even have like socks with me.
It's awesome.
I wasn't planning on it. I wasn't.
But did you
I wasn't
it?
In the mindset. No, I did take pictures though.
Oh, what a
letdown. Because I was so surprised. I was like, yay. Oh. I'm dating a guy that's like,
wants
to do things and is down to try whatever. But he's like, I love skating.
Oh.
I had no idea. I was really excited. It's a bonus, Jonas. So you sent us your favorite song, and it was Afternoon Delight.
I thought that was what I told you guys. I was sitting there looking at that email going, what did I tell them was my favorite song? I feel like I told them Afternoon Delight, and that's I thought about awesome. It. I'm like, that's still got to be it.
It's so good. Which also reminds me of Will Ferrell now because of Anchorman, which I feel like now you have a theme going of like,
I know, now
like
maybe
I secretly,
I'm
like,
Ferrell.
I'm like, secretly attracted to Will Ferrell.
Maybe like
I had no
he's
idea.
He's your dream skate partner.
He would be really. Oh
my gosh. Can we make that happen?
If you're listening, Will Ferrell, we're going to need to make this happen. Yeah. And you will skate to Afternoon Delight.
Even if it's just your stunt double for a minute for a video.
Oh my God.
That's all I really want.
Oh, I'm storming your castle on my steed, m'lady.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that's what I want.
I feel like that's really good life goals. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's where I want to be in my life.
Just casual skating.
Yeah.
With Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm. Just effortless routine that like you make up on the fly and it's just beautiful.
We just match and then we look at each other like, did that just happen?
Yeah.
And then we keep going and it's, and we're just.
And you just lock eye contact while you spin and there's glitter. I'm picturing this. This is great.
No,
this
I want to illustrate an animation to this whole this whole thing. Just you and
make
him animated.
There's sunset and palm trees. It's on like an open
to
space.
To Afternoon Delight.
Yeah. Oh, and gorgeous. Like the location just keeps changing. We're like in a rink one second and we're at the beach. And
there's a disco ball and then you're outside and then it's nighttime. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great. It's a whole movie. It'll literally be called Afternoon Delight. That's the name of the movie now.
Do you have other jams that come on like, as soon as you hear, like, the song dropper, you're like, oh, man. Like, skates or no skates, you just want to, like, move your bod.
I know they're out there. Yeah. I mean, most songs yeah. with a good beat will, like, trigger me.
Like, I'm feeling triggered right now.
Yeah.
In a good like, way.
Whatever it is. And I like so many different genres, so it could be anything. The one that goes boom, boom, boom.
You know. You know the one. No, it'll come to you later. A song will come on the radio, like, tomorrow, and you'll be like, damn it. This is it. This is
yeah. I mean, seriously, just turn on the radio, and, like, five songs in, one of them's going to trigger me. Like, this is it. Let's go.
Well, we used to be dance team,
oh, yeah.
routine girls. And during that point in my life, anytime I heard any song, like, all I heard was, like, the counts for things. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, always picturing routines in my head.
Oh, yeah.
We used to and, like, outlandish ones that we couldn't do.
Choreographed like flips. Dances in the street with a boombox.
Not
and,
cool,
like,
though. Like, it, see, five, it sounds six, cool.
Seven, eight.
Wait, we need weird. To put it on roller skates. Next yes. trip.
So when I you hear could. Songs. We should just bring some skates down. Oh, I need, Jesus. Like, I have an Amazon cart full of skate accessories. Mm-hmm. And then I have, like, every time there's, like, new Moxie skates that come out, mm-hmm. I'm like, I just want to be a Moxie girl. I just want it so bad. I just want these skates. Mm-hmm. But I want these purple clear wheels. And then I want these. And I go through and then they come out with a new skate. And I'm like, mm-hmm. No. This one's my style. Like, what? It's, like, hot coral on one side and then, like, a really deep... like sagey teal.
That's ugh. Literally your jam.
I would love it. I would love it so much.
You like the old school, like, Santa Fe from 1997. Like,
yeah.
Like an aunt that smokes Virginia Slims. The color pattern of her living room. That's the skates
Thank
you want.
You.
You're welcome. Designing women's skates.
And you collaborate with, like, a bunch of just random people. Are you just friends with, like, a huge crew of people and everyone knows somebody and you yeah. should meet Ron? He would be really good. Like, he does lifts and stuff. You should do lifts. Like, you just end up meeting people through people.
Absolutely. Yeah. You just go somewhere. It was really funny. So I was talking to my friend Kim, and she makes music, and she had an idea for a music video, and she was trying to figure out who the cast for it. And we're, you know, talking about names, and she dropped the name Morgan. And I was like, oh, I don't know Morgan. And Kim was like, it's a newer skater. Okay, cool. A few weeks later, I was at a party, not roller skating related, just at a party.
You and met Morgan.
I met Morgan, and she roller skates. And I was like, oh, wow, that's awesome. We're actually trying to cast some skaters for this music video. You should be in it. And she goes, oh, I'm about to do a music video.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
And then we show up, and it was thing. The same thing.
You show up. Whoa. You didn't even connect it at the party.
No.
I just got goosebumps.
I did, too. That's awesome.
It was just... found out we were roller skaters. We started talking and, like, small still didn't world. Put two and two together. Yeah. Oh,
that's fun. It's really weird fun. Because I feel like LA is so vast, yet we keep having moments while being here that are very gosh. Like, how small of a world yeah. this yeah. place is. It's not that big.
LA is like a big city with lots of small worlds in it, totally. And the small worlds overlap.
Yeah.
And it's so. Like you mention the name of somebody and then you round a corner and you're like, oh, and there they
and
are.
There they
yeah.
are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
Yeah.
That's so random. You're meant to be friends with Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite childhood birthday memory?
Ooh.
Like slumber party or surprise party or...
Oh, does it have to be childhood?
No. Not at all. Nope. Not when you start it like that. It does not. Oh. Absolutely not.
I mean, I guess I'll always be a child. But when I turned, geez, was it 20?
That's
it must have
child.
Been 20.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just say I was 18 because it sounds better with the story.
Yes.
It was kind of last minute, like a month before my birthday, I decided that I wanted to do a mustache party. So I...
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you
so
guys
I just,
were meant to be friends because she had a mustache bash.
Mustache bash, an annual one for like 7 years running. So the first one was just mustaches. And then did you find that you loved it so much? Like, did it feel empowering and crazy?
I loved it.
It's so much fun.
This was... You have to meet my dad next time you're around because this is the
Does
end
he
of
have
the story.
A mustache?
Yes. So at the time he didn't really... I don't think he had him. I think he was clean shaven at the time. And so a month before my birthday party, I go, Dad, I think I want to have a mustache bash. I asked him if he would grow out his mustache, and he looked at me and goes, Jackie, I can't grow out a mustache
in a month.
Like, a month. Mm-hmm. And so, whatever, I had the mustache bash, And one of the things that I had there, which wasn't mustache related, but it was like a tub. I had just recently learned about the cornstarch and water, like, crazy liquid thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so I decided to make like a long, I got one of those storage containers and filled it with a ridiculous amount of cornstarch and water. It was so expensive for me at the time. And then we would run across it because even though it's liquid, when you right. like impact it, it acts like a solid.
Yeah.
So that was like weird. One of the highlights. I dressed up like a dude and I look like Johnny Depp.
Yeah. You do. Oh,
I could see that. Yeah. Picture that.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Now Shannon
has
awesome.
A bigger now girl crush on you.
Yeah. I had a crush on me. I was like, hey.
You're like, I look good.
I look yeah. real good.
Yeah.
There's something weirdly empowering about putting on a mustache.
Yeah.
With like a little eyeliner. And then you're like, I feel so good about myself for some reason. Like, I feel powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I'm my best self. City moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When Charlotte gets mm-hmm. to get photographed
and
as a man.
Just for funsies, because I felt like going all out. I drew, yeah. like, a six-pack on my ass. Oh, that, like, I mean, I didn't... I, like, wore a shirt, but every now and then I'd, like, lift it up a little.
Oh, yeah.
Reveal my six-pack.
Very Channing Tatum.
Oh, movie. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a blast. And my dad, so he didn't really... He had, like, a half-inch mustache by the time of that party.
Awesome.
But he never stopped growing
it. He was
it.
Just like...
So to it. This day, he has a mustache that goes out to his shoulders.
Oh, wow.
And, like, it's become his signature thing. And he's just, like... Every people ask him why he did it. He's like, well, my daughter just threw a party and I, like, never stopped growing it.
You helped amazing. Him find his best self as well. You're like, oh, yeah. I feel good in a mustache. You must feel great in a mustache.
I just picture a big Yosemite Sam, real good, burly hearty. Mustache.
Oh, it's yeah. a... What are they called? Handlebar?
Yeah.
Mustache? Yeah, yes. straight out to the side.
Oh, my
side.
God. Our dads would have got along so well.
Yeah.
Our dad had crazy mustache and beard, and he just looked like he needed a Harley. His Harley was somewhere. Like,
yeah. It was somewhere yeah. in the world. Did this he ever, wasn't with him.
Oh did gosh. He ever do mustache competitions?
No.
No, but he did the mustache.
Did your dad do mustache?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was great. And I remember being there for one of them, and there was, like, a professional photographer, and I'm there giving him pointers. I'm like, Dad, chin up.
Yeah.
Like, arch your back.
Yeah. Oh. Find the light. Let it yeah, hit your style.
Exactly. Smize. Don't forget to smize.
So good.
Yeah. So you gave him, like, a new look forever.
Mm-hmm. And just yeah. forever.
And then, like, a passion project on the side where he was like, I didn't realize I was so devoted to this thing on my face.
Yeah. And the greatest thing is that he'd always thought about growing out his mustache, but every time he tried, it would like get in his mouth. And so I asked him to do this. He's like, I can't grow it out, Jackie. It always gets in my mouth. And I'm like, hold on, let me text my friend in Florida. So I texted my friend in Florida, who I guess had a mustache, and found out that mustache wax is a thing. And yeah. that's how you keep it
you
together.
Shape it.
So when I told him that, then he decided to go ahead and go for
he's
it.
Like, well, if there's a wax, I
a
guess
whole new yeah. world of options.
And he's an engineer. So he bought like 20 different types and tested out all of them and came up with his own little formula. It's great.
On Thursdays, he uses this one. And on Friday,
yeah,
this one?
He has one oh that's tinted so it's not so obvious.
Oh, I love this. Oh my God, a good handlebar mustache is like...
It's really good. The first mustache bash, all of us gals went to a wig shop and we like picked them out based on our hair color. Mm-hmm. I had dark hair with like orange streaks in it and I got just the darkest mustache that flipped out a little bit. And it's real human hair and you would glue it on with mustache glue. Mm-hmm. But then when you drink a drink, it's like in your mustache. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at people and like slow licking the liquid off, the foam off.
You're
just
such
like
a creep.
In the of my friends and being like, but we had so many people there in the whole front room. It was like the old Tonic Lounge.
Oh,
and
nice.
We had the whole front room filled at this bar. So there's other people there that aren't part of our group, but they just
think
see like
you're fucking creeps.
There's like blonde girls with blonde mustaches,
oh,
redheads
is...
with red mustaches. We all look dope, and then the guys like kind of shaved and like a couple of them like drew on mustaches. Mm-hmm. But we looked so good that they were like, I hate how good you guys look. Like, it looks so real.
That's so great.
And then the next year I just started doing themes. You would have loved my golden birthday. I had a solid gold roller disco mustache bash. Mm-hmm. I made shrinky dink mustache necklaces for everyone so they didn't have to wear them while we were roller skating in 70s clothes.
It was
and
so
and I had like a
fun.
Farrah Fawcett wig and then like a big old mustache.
Oh, now so I know fun. Who to talk to about party ideas.
Oh, we go
girl.
Crazy for events. We go like too hard.
Theme too hard. Like for her party, I got so excited because I found a vintage short sleeve top, but it had the big fish scale sequins. It was like straight mermaid top with like a boat neck and like bell bottom jeans. And I was perfect. Yeah.
It was really good.
Part your hair down the middle, do a little side.
We had friends
thing.
With like high waisted shorts and tube tops, but at the roller rink, they had to
so cute.
Put shoelace clips around
because people will.
Little boys, they say little boys come up to girls roller skating in tube tops and they pull them down to see a boobies.
Oh my God.
So we had
naughty
friends
little boys.
Come with their hair all like flipped out and
Farrah cute. Fawceted. That
yes,
was the
high waisted
best
shorts, like booty shorts.
And then has
there
shiny
pictures?
Dance.
Yes.
Nylons
yeah, we have
though.
Like a whole, we had a huge big group, and then the boys were wearing like headbands and tube socks, and some were in
John Travolta sport shorts and knee socks. And I'm like, yes, that's commitment. Especially
yes.
Like,
we had some friends, Matt Shaw. I know you listen. God. Shout out to you. You dressed up so hard for that birthday party. We were very surprised too, because you just invite friends to go roller skating. It was also strip club adjacent. We did that afterwards.
Oh,
so I think that was a lot of the draw. We're like, if you come roller skating, you
we'll
get
go
see
to the
boobs
titty
later.
Bar afterwards.
It was fun.
Brilliant.
Yes. In Oregon, it's full nude, full liquor. So you can like get any drink you want and see all the hoochie coochie.
And a couple of them have salad bars or really good steaks.
Yeah, we
so
have really good
steak
food
and shake
in Portland.
I'm right? loving this.
It's like
there's
so
a
you
roller
go
skating yeah. rink, and then there's
and then
really
like
great
store.
Salads yep. and shakes, yep. and then full nude.
Full nude. Awesome. Full nude. And
but
like,
make sure you're not wearing a tube top for
right.
the skating
yes.
rink.
But you have to shoelace your boobies at right. the roller rink.
You can't show your boobs to children. That's
no.
really
we had a bunch of dudes show up that I was like, you know, they're all kind of invested in the theme. They show up in outfits and you think, great, you're gonna rent roller skates. And then they got out there and they were doing like the foot sit with the leg out stretched.
They were
they're
doing great.
Going backwards, they're like feeling it. And we were the oldest people there. It was not very busy.
So awesome.
I had like a boob flask full of whiskey, so I kept just like rolling into the bathroom and like drinking whiskey and then like
rolling
trying
out.
To get out of the bathroom. Once you go in the bathroom on skates, you're like, no, can
then
I get
like,
out of
click,
the bathroom?
Click,
yeah.
Click, you know,
are
do
there
the
tile floors
yes.
in that?
Yes.
I always
oh, shit.
Thought that was a ridiculous
yes,
like, thing.
Yes, it's extra
to have.
Slippery.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Oh, man.
Just
they,
give
they
me
make,
like a cork floor in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, actually.
The rubber, they make like a rubber corky
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Like the playground
you can hose
mat.
Off if
yeah.
you need it. I don't know.
Some rinks have like uneven floors,
yeah.
you know, because there's that drain
yeah.
and they want it like tilted towards
and you're
the
like,
drain.
Whoa.
You're like, I
I'm
skated really
bathroom,
great all day.
Guys.
And then I went to the bathroom and I rocked it on my ass.
Oh, God.
What is your favorite childhood snack? What did you eat Ooh. When you were younger? The weirder, the better. No judgment.
Great.
No.
Yeah,
we don't judge
it is
here.
A little weird.
Yeah.
So I'm half Filipino
mm-hmm.
And they have like these shrimp chips.
Yeah,
oh
like
God,
the peppy ones.
Those.
Yeah, they
yes.
look kind of like French fries.
Yes, mm-hmm.
yeah. Those
we
were
just
were
talking
my
about those yesterday.
Yep. Favorite.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the only ones I like of shrimp flavored things.
Yeah,
like I don't like shrimp flavored.
They're
ramen.
Like the crinkle cut fries, almost
right.
mm-hmm.
like a fun.
I don't like the
thummy.
Treats that are a literal dried shrimp. I'm not into that. But like
no.
those ones that look like French fries are dope.
They're
yeah.
really
it's
good.
Like a
They're
pink
addicting.
Bag.
Yeah,
yeah. With like
yeah.
a big red.
I think
shrimp
it has a little like cartoony shrimp guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever dip them in anything?
Mm.
Combo them with anything?
I don't think I did. No. I think I like ate them between the grocery store and arriving home. So I
like
never
You're
had
like
a
they didn't exist. This didn't
yeah.
happen. They're like your secret snack.
I had them when I had a roommate that was like timid, and I put them on a salad for us. And she's like, "What are these?" And I'm like, "They are fancy shrimp croutons." It was delicious,
so
actually, because all we had was like Asian sesame salad dressing. I'm like,
you
yes.
would, you would yeah. elevate it to
I
be.
Need to try
they're
next
like,
level
it's basically
shit.
Like a Funyun
mm-hmm.
style chip.
I would put Funyuns as croutons too. I'm not above it.
Oh well, there you go.
I'll crumble a chip on some shit. I don't care.
Chips are delightful.
So good. Speaking of food, what is one thing you can cook well? Like, do you have a signature dish, or like, or if you cook for a date, are you like, this is my jam. This will win them over.
Do
I don't
you
know.
Cook?
I do. I cook
okay.
a lot, but I like to experiment.
Oh, nice.
So most of the time it comes out great. Sometimes not so much.
Well,
but do I have like
a risk? Yeah.
A single recipe that I do.
Or like a go-to. Like if you're cooking for yourself, you're like, this is my thing.
I can make a mean Mexican like enchilada casserole.
Nice.
Yeah. I do that and it's just loaded with cheese. So
yeah.
That's how you get it.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong if it's not loaded with
yeah,
cheese.
It's
yeah.
delicious. I'll make like just a... I'll just live
huge,
off of it for
Is it something
weeks.
Like if you went to a party and you brought it, the next time you're invited to the party, they'd be like, can you make that thing you made the
yeah.
last time?
Yeah.
Whatever that was. It was so good. I love it.
Yeah. I make a lot of baked cheesy things,
mm-hmm.
Like mac and cheese and
yeah.
all
comfort
sorts.
Foods.
Yeah.
Those
comfort
are the crowd
foods,
pleasers.
Which is what I grew up with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I try to eat a little better now, so it gets difficult.
Right.
I've been trying to be a healthy cook, but I just want to take that bag of cheese and dump it on everything.
I just want to take all the butter and melt it forever. Yep. And then I'm like, whatever goes in it, I'm going to eat all the butter. So it's just a house for butter.
And then melt some cheese on it. Yeah. In there, it may be a vegetable somewhere.
Or throw the butter and the cheese in a pot and just make a sauce.
Make a thing.
With a heavy
whip. And then pour it on everything.
We're just like, so this is what happens. So every episode we're like, let's go eat some food because we're so hungry.
Yeah, it happens every time. Welcome we leave our energy to our lives.
It's so good. Well, yum, enchilada. So next time we're coming down here, we're hanging with your dad.
Right.
We're eating your enchilada bake. And we are going to learn how to not fall while going backwards.
We're
going to
put you can choreography on the roller skates.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like and this. Invite Will Ferrell.
Absolutely. I love it. It's a solid hang.
This is a great. I think it's a good idea.
It's a good weekend adventure. I like this. Yeah.
I recently discovered that the place that I teach in used to be Bruce Lee's private studio.
What? Yeah. Does it make you feel powerful?
So powerful. And Bruce Lee was like my brother's. I have an older brother. It was like my brother's idol. And like teaching roller skating in Bruce Lee's old studio. And
it's such a weird haunting feeling if you've been somewhere where someone you like idolize has been. I got to stay in a mansion that used to be Prince's home, like, but back in the day.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, it feels so good. And everything felt really regal until I started looking at the bottom of all the decorations and being like, you're Pier 1 too. Everything's Pier 1 here. It felt way less like, you know, Prince.
Yeah.
But it was very cool. There was like purple lights everywhere. And I was like, this makes sense. Man, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, so cool. It's crazy because it was Bruce Lee's studio and then it was a dentist office. And then now it's just like a event space.
That's so weird. I love real estate and how it changes. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, I never did. I never wanted to grow up.
That's the best answer for that. It's like, I'm Peter Pan, bitches.
I didn't want to grow up. I really actually, when I was maybe 5 years old, I was completely committed to the idea of being a teacher and still am. So that ever since I was a kid, being a teacher, I knew it wasn't what I wanted to be immediately in adulthood because I had a notebook. I studied my teachers and I realized that my favorite teachers were teachers who weren't teachers before.
They were like fun, cool people.
Yeah.
That became teachers later because they were like passionate about what they were into.
Yeah. And so that's what I wanted to do. Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to go live my life and gain some life experience and then become the coolest teacher out there.
Yeah, not the young, boring teacher. You're like, I need some stories and some grit before I come back to these kids.
Yeah, I had a teacher that used to work on an oil rig.
Holy shit.
And like, he would tell stories about
Was he all salty? Like,
He was actually a really cheery guy.
Oh my God. He's like, oil rig didn't work out, kids. So
sunny disposition.
Oh my God. Not what I
can't
I
imagine. Like, in the middle of the ocean.
Oh yeah, and he would tell stories about like there being a leak and they had to get it repaired and fired, all these things, and he was like, "Yeah, and I just got older and couldn't do it anymore."
Oh my God!
So here I am.
Yeah, I got into teaching.
But what did he teach?
Good teacher, math.
Math.
Yeah,
that's random.
Yeah, I had another teacher that was a baton twirler.
What? Yeah. See, this is perfect then, because then you'd be like, I'm also a roller skater. Yeah. And they'll be like, what?
Yeah.
They'll run into you at the roller rink and be like, this is weird. Why are you here?
Roller skater, physics degree, engineer, real estate agent.
Wow.
Current resume.
That's fun.
So far, so good.
Then you won't be bored, though. You can kind of change lanes anytime you're getting burnt out on one thing.
Yeah. And I've like learned so much by being in these different realms. Yeah. You know? It's been really neat.
Engineer.
Yeah.
Engineer of what, or just in general?
I was an optical engineer. Cool. So not eyeballs.
Yeah.
Though there are optical engineers that do that. I actually worked with a laser and did photolithography.
Wow.
Yeah, which is a big, scary word. It basically is exposed. It's kind of the way it works is a lot like photography where you expose a material to light and it changes the chemistry of it and then you develop it and you get something out of it.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I did that for a while.
You're like multifaceted.
Totally. Yeah.
It's been fun.
And I was like, I love her. She's like roller skate girl. She's super pretty. She's super graceful. And you're she's like, fun. By the way, I'm also hella smart. And I'm going to take over the world.
Yeah.
I play with lasers for fun. No big deal. And your dad was an engineer. Is that where you got like the love of it?
Yeah. Yeah. My dad was an engineer. His dad was an engineer.
Wow.
I think his dad was an engineer. Don't quote me on that one.
But you come from smarty pantses.
Yeah. And my mom was a dancer.
Oh, okay, so you got the blend of both.
So, yeah, my mom's like the super outgoing, loud person. That's everybody's best friends, like 10 seconds into the party. My dad's the one that like stands in the corner of the room and like comes in with a witty joke at just the right moment and then goes back.
And then your friends go, your dad is real funny. Yeah. He's real quiet. Yeah. That was unexpected. And you're like, yeah, and his mustache, I did that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my dad's great. He's like my best friend.
That's so fun. Mm-hmm. Well, tell him thank you from us.
Will do.
Because you're pretty cool. You're really fun. I'm like having a really good time.
I love
this.
I know. We could make this She's a like 10-hour interview. I love it.
Sorry about the noise. We're in an office. So if you hear a gentleman in the background, he's just slinging and dealing.
He's doing his work.
And we'll just continue to talk and we'll go rapid fire.
All right. Cool. Yeah, awesome. Sounds good.
Yeah.
It is time for the this or that round. We're going to ask you a question with two answers. Choose your choice.
Choose your choice.
As fast as you can. Ice cream cone or snow cone?
Ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm. Win the lottery or win a high stakes competition?
Ooh.
Ooh, lottery.
She's like,
lottery, yeah.
Ooh, a lot of work into it or like, I get all the monies.
Lottery the monies? And then host a high stakes.
You're good. We use that money to buy more sparkle, like a sparkle jumpsuit.
Yeah.
And then you're just like queen of the gala.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Pizza or taco?
Taco.
What's worse, LA traffic or LAX?
Traffic. That's a daily thing.
100%. Gold sequins or neon rainbow?
Gold.
Yeah.
Solid gold.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs. Though I might be becoming more of a cat person. I'm not sure yet.
You met a couple cool cats recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, I don't hate you.
I've met cats now that kind of behave like dogs. Without the barking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, I could go with that.
Quiet. And, but they're also like kind of aloof still as cats. So you're like,
they come
and
you call them.
Me.
They get off you and you say, get off me. Mm-hmm. Like, that's weird. Yeah. Those are cool cats though.
Mm-hmm.
Book or movie?
Oh, that one's really hard. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with book. Probably. Oh, God, but I love movies. I'm just going to go with book.
I want to always say book. Mm-hmm. And then, because the book's always better.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If it's turned into a movie, though, I'm like, oh, I'll watch it. But I end up being the movie person because I just don't have time.
Oh, yeah.
So I am now book on tape girl.
Yes.
I am Audible girl.
I'm getting into that.
I'm very snobby. I want Stephen King to read me his book. I'm sorry.
You're like, I need the actual author to just read it in what he wrote it in. Yeah. I need the tone of his brain.
I can't handle it if the author's not reading it to me. I am a snob. Read me your book I'm buying.
Yeah.
So weird.
But that's why I like the comedy books, mm-hmm. like Tina Fey or Amy Poehler. They snort laugh at their own.
I feel like I was just listening silliness. To a friend tell me a long story while I didn't feel good. That was the best.
It's super cool.
I love it.
So when you're done listening to our podcast, check out Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. Book on tape. Any Audible. Book. Any of them. They're very good. Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Yes. Well, that leads us into our first try snack.
First try.
So we're going to sit around and crunch some stuff.
Yes.
This gentleman is very vocal.
Yes.
So he might be in the background because we're quieter with chewing.
Oh, I love food. I love that you guys do this.
Well, and we like trying new things. So if it's something that we haven't tried before.
Mm-hmm.
So these are Andouille. I'm very bad at pronouncing everything. They are baked snacks. Though. They say there are kebabs. I believe these are Turkish.
Mm.
So the picture on it shows like actual.
Is it a meat?
If it's
kebab?
A meat, it looks like a meat stick.
Oh, that for sure looks like a meat stick.
Yeah.
So it's crackers flavored like a meat stick.
I don't know, but they're like.
I mean,
they're in like weird. They're like a weird ziggy zaggy.
Yeah.
Bread formation.
They look like if Gardetto's and cereal made a baby.
From over here, they look like egg rolls.
Oh, they do kind of look like egg rolls.
Yes.
Huh.
The Filipino in you. You're like, were these made by grandma hands very quickly? They're delightful. They have a phone number and a fax directly on the package. It's by sipsas.com.tr. Ooh. We're going to go around and
oh, they're little.
Take some.
Oh, I thought they would be bigger.
I thought they were going to be like round, like little hot dog shaped pieces, like all shoved together and then you break them apart.
The color is different.
They do break apart. They smell weird.
I thought they were going to be a bigger, like a Sun Chip, but they're like more good, like a cereal size.
Mm, yeah, they're tiny and they're poofy.
They smell like smoked paprika.
They're kind of like if you were eating packing peanuts that had like a paprika.
I definitely taste the paprika.
It's a little tartlet though.
They have a texture of a cereal.
Yeah. Like a baby cereal, like those baby puffs that Amy used to eat that I would steal.
The little munchums that are like rice.
Oh, is it limey? Is there like a lime?
It's got a little citrusy weirdness. It's like little pieces of corrugated cardboard.
Yeah.
Like the little waviness to it.
The more I eat them, the more I like them.
Yeah. That's the carp. That's the carp coating you in your mouth and saying, I'm comfort.
They have a weird, like, airy crunch without tasting stale, though.
I think everything that is baked, right, makes me feel this way.
You're right. The more you eat them,
packing peanuts. It's like we're eating packing peanuts is what it sounds like. Peanuts. Packing peanuts. I straight up just said packing peanuts. These are weird. Do you want any more?
Sure.
A little spice on
the tongue. It's like chili lime, like Cheetos or something like that, like the outside flavoring. There's one that's really orange in here.
They're very lightly seasoned, though. Like, it's almost, oh, shit. Wow, that got me right there. That's lightly seasoned and one fully coated come out.
Good luck.
It smells.
Oh. See that
it
one?
It like looks and smells to me like tahine.
Oh.
But it doesn't have that like fermented sour.
True.
It's still like limey though. It's a little hot.
It's like they put that one fully coated one in the bag and then it dusted and it just lightly dusted the others. Else. Yeah.
It sounds great in my ears. This is like one of my favorite things, which is weird because I can't, in real life, I can't stand the sound of people chewing. It's like I don't go to the movie theater before the actual like big preview start because otherwise it's just people like crunching popcorn in the dark and it sounds like termites to me.
Gross. Termites.
Yeah. But then I'm like, let's make everyone listen to us. Eva, you're good at it. She's got her mouth like pursed just gently, but she's like cracker in the front.
Professional microphone eater.
Ooh.
I like it.
There, yeah, that was a strong one.
You're brave. I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, that last like little.
Literally, that was the only.
I just stretched it. I'm like, this is insane. that was a lot.
Fully coated one in here.
Ooh,
It dusted everybody else.
I can't pinpoint it. It's like a little chili powder.
Mm-hmm.
A little. It's like a little limey.
Almost.
It's got a little limey. Maybe like a little cheesy onion. Onion, garlic.
A little bit. Like a whisper of onion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that like of garlic.
I give it like a 5. I mean, I wouldn't seek it out, but I'd eat it if it was a bowl in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's got cornstarch kebab flour. I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Sugar.
Really?
Always I can taste it. Corn flour, chickpea flour.
Isn't there the like perfect formula of salt and sugar?
Yeah.
Whew. Perfect amount of sugar to get you addicted. That's the part where you're like, I could keep eating this. It's the sugar that kicks you.
It's got a lot of protein.
Does it now?
I don't know what their measurements are, but it's got 19.13.
Oh.
So, thanks, Turkey.
I think the comma is a decimal.
Sure.
Oh, who knows? But it's got 65.17 carbs. So, that seems accurate.
I mean,
the protein to,
totally.
To
carb ratio.
Carb ratio.
I like that.
Interesting.
How's your spice mouth?
It's gross with this caramel now. The caramel tastes weird. Yeah. It, like, changed it. Oh, ooh, it's salty. That caramel's salty now.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was a lot. Ugh.
Good times.
Would you like to tell the people where they can find you on social media?
Yeah. You can find me on Instagram. Me.jackie.c.
I like it.
So easy.
And then I have a website, jackie-cross.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's like information on your classes and you post like update your calendar and your schedule in there. Do you post your videos on there too and your
So it's got a link to my reel. So if you want to see what I'm sending casting, my reel's on there.
Fun.
And then it's my classes and a little about me.
Cool.
Yada yada. Instagram's probably the funnest place to be though.
Yeah, that's where I like posting. Watching the video snippets on there. That's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah, you're on it.
Yeah.
You post a lot, yet when I go back to find certain things, it's like you pare it down again. So mm-hmm. it's like a condensed version of what mm-hmm. to find. It makes me want to go to the classes. So
you should come next time.
Beginners and like more advanced like dance skate mm-hmm. and stuff mm-hmm. like that too.
Yeah. Cool.
Also, if you watch television, you yeah. might see her cute little twirly bod on a commercial. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that,
Thank
by the
you.
Way.
I just yeah. did a Starbucks I know. Nitro.
Oh my yes. gosh. Yeah. Starbucks it's commercial adorable. Is like I feel like they're the new Apple commercials. Mm-hmm. They're doing the fun stuff.
I was thinking
stuff.
That too. It feels like the old mm-hmm. iPod like, or like classic Nano Pepsi. Commercials where mm-hmm. it was just fun, dancey, twirly, lighthearted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cute commercial though.
So yeah, hoping we get fun. To see more of you.
Yes.
Yes.
Like more roller skating, dancing, etc.
More
from
you
on
and
commercials.
Will Ferrell in a movie yes. called Afternoon Delight.
Yeah.
I would like to pitch
it's a roller
this
skating.
Concept. Yeah,
that's it's a roller skating a romance. Story. You play the lead.
Right. Oh,
it's
a it should rom-com. Be like yeah. Ron Burgundy's like high school oh. sweetheart oh. type of a film.
Oh, yeah. like almost Ooh. Like a flashback movie Ooh. Before he
the
was an
that
anchorman.
Away,
that right? would be so yeah. good. And you can play like high school part, but then they can put like a long wig on you, and then you're the older version of you later.
Maybe
in
he runs into you now
and then it's a flashback
but he
movie.
Runs into you because he's buying a house because you're in real estate
yeah
but then there's a throwback. I have full body goosebumps
you
right
keep
now.
Giving me goosebumps.
Remember when because you guys go to coffee and you talk about yeah. back in the day. I'm loving this.
So that's we just so need great. To pitch it.
Mm-hmm. No, there's a deal. Fight scene with you and Christina Applegate, but it's on roller skates.
Oh
boom.
Yeah.
But like also like for the people.
Right. Okay. This is actually right. a really solid movie pitch.
Well, you guys can find her on Instagram. You can sign up for her classes and then root for her to be in this film.
Absolutely.
And it's mm-hmm. so amazing. Jackie Cross. Now comes the part.
Yes.
Where we get to just tell the people how wonderful you are.
Yep. Earlier today, it was so hard and you guys were, it was so mild. I know.
Oh, it's going to happen.
So thank right. you so, so much for being on the podcast.
Yes.
You have a smile that like lights up everything around
Seriously.
You. You're super sweet and it's adorable. You have this like whole bashful thing where it's like genuine and humble and you don't realize like what a smoke show you are and how cute you are. You've mm-hmm. just got this like very personable, like friend of the people thing going on. And I feel like you just want to skate around the world with rainbows coming out of your hands and being like, everyone, totally. Join the fun. And you just have a big fun heart and you're smart and you're savvy. And I'm super excited for your future career. I'm just so excited we got to meet you.
Exactly. I'm excited because Bonnie's been describing you and I'm like, you're very effervescent. Kind of a light fluffy vibe about you.
Aww.
You're also like super brains behind it too, so I'm glad we got to peel back the onion layers and get to know you.
Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to this and like I feel like I'm melting to go hide under this table right now.
And we've done our job.
That's how it works. You're incredible.
Seriously.
You're sensation.
So are you.
And we thank you so much and I hope you have like a great holiday season.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You too.
And we got to come back and meet your dad.
Yeah. Yes, totally. Please do.
Enchiladas, it's happening.
Yes.
Next
yeah.
trip.
Yeah.
We'll invite Will Ferrell. Okay, now I'm starving.
Yeah.
Now we have to actually seriously go yeah. eat yeah. something.
We've been threatening taco cart the whole time, so I think we need to go find a good taco street cart.
There is, it's not a cart, though. It's a restaurant, but it's not indoor seating. It's Tacos Don Goyo.
Ooh.
The tortillas are yeah. handmade.
That's what we want. I just like deep fried lard corn.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
And then we're off to the airport.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yay.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, tacos and airport.
We're out of here.
All right.
Bye. If you had fun and you want to follow along and you want to participate, we have a Facebook group that is pretty bomb. We are on Facebook as You Are That.
You can also find us on Patreon at patreon.com/ You Are That.
Yes. So we have a merch store now, youarethatmerch.com. So you can head right over there and look at our goodies.
You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter under No, You Are That. Don't forget to high five us by rate, reviewing, subscribing, all those good things that everybody says about podcasts. Do that to ours. That would be so solid. We would love it.
Hope I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing's good. I want to be friends with it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.